Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest version of the podcast. It's John Pryor here. I'm delighted to be joined by Phil Shaw, our chief economist, and Dimitri, our head of trading. It's been another really manic week or two. And I think as we've come through a slightly quieter August, despite the focus on economic figures as we come out of Corona, Brexit has certainly come straight to the fore since the start of September, and it is still driving sterling now. I think that it feels like it's been crash landed on us a little bit. And even though sterling has depreciated, the sense we have is that clients being so busy, importers particularly, when we were through 130 and we did creep up to sort of the 112, 113s, means that we sense that clients have probably bought themselves a little bit of time to assess. But equally, I think that the velocity of this move has caught people out a little bit. I think interestingly as well, and we always, you know, it's always interesting for us to take a gauge of what importers are doing and exporters are doing. And the sense at the moment is that exporters are quite quiet. And I think we can read from that that they feel like actually sterling might have a bit more to go here short term. So we're watching that closely, but I always think it's quite telling that we haven't seen an influx of exporters coming in to hedge their dollars as we've got through 130, which tells us that that side of the market feel like this might have a little bit more to run. So I think, you know, in general, it's still a very, very difficult environment for our clients to manage their currency in. I think that you still got, with everything that COVID has thrown up, you've not only got the challenge of the rate of which you buy, but for corporates, the challenge remains of actually how much do they buy and how much can they extrapolate their 2019 flows into and 2020 into 2021, when their forecasts and their general business model is being so disrupted. And we spoke about that a lot, actually, in our recent article around the challenge of currency hedging. So I think that, you know, I won't take up too much more time, but I think focus is, by the time of the year, focus is turning to 2021. We've got a mountain to climb before that with Brexit. So probably best now to hand you over to Phil. Phil, it'd be great to get your view on the, you know, the current Brexit negotiations, or probably lack of, and a more general view on how we think the economy is faring up.
Thanks, John. I think lack of is probably right. Hi, everybody. It's Philip Shaw here, Chief Economist at Investec. Just looking at the economic metrics, look, they look pretty good in the UK. From a survey perspective, we've seen that retail sales have continued to be strong over August. Housing market, similarly so, at least for the time being. And at the time of recording the podcast, we had GDP coming out for July the following day. And we think that that's going to be buoyant as well. So, okay, for now, if you look at continental Europe, we've had a number of industrial production numbers which have been positive, but not as positive as expected. And that's perhaps a reminder that there is a limited shelf life to the sheer buoyancy of the figures that we've seen following the unwinding of the COVID restrictions in the UK. One slightly worrying point, of course, is that the COVID infections have risen sharply in recent days. The authorities seem to be responding to that in a very measured way by, for example, limiting the number of those allowed in the gathering to 6 and managing to identify local outbreaks and applying lockdown measures, if you like, selectively. And that's critical in preventing the virus taking hold again throughout the country and putting national lockdown measures on. And we think that the authorities will avoid doing that. On the Brexit talks, they haven't gone well. That's not been helped by the publication of the Internal Market Bill, which has some clauses in it which are, shall we say, inconsistent with the terms of the withdrawal agreement signed on Brexit, which of course is an international treaty. Some of that might be overblown a bit in our view. So, for example, I'm not convinced that following the EU customs code for goods going out of Northern Ireland to Great Britain is in the withdrawal agreement. But there's clearly a lot of friction here, and that's constrained any success which the talks might have had. Now, trade talks typically happen over a long period of time, but the real progress is usually made, or almost always made, towards the end. So I think fits and starts is likely to be the situation for some time. One actually final point on Sterling and the perspective. Yes, the Brexit situation hasn't helped, but you know, Sterling is a risk on currency, and what we saw towards the end of last week was a sharp retrenchment in US stocks, particularly in tech stocks. And you know, my suspicion is that it's not just the general COVID or the Brexit environment which has caused Sterling to weaken over recent sessions. It's also the volatility in US stock markets as well. So that's basically, in a nutshell, the economic world as we see it.
Thank you very much, Phil. Demi, we've had a huge amount of flow and a lot going on, and particularly with sterling dollar, it feels like it's been a really tumultuous week or so. It'd be great to hear from you about what have you guys seen in terms of flows, and what's your current feeling about where we go from here?
Thanks, John. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, just to touch as well on a few of the things that Phil was mentioning there. Really, since, you know, the world locked down, FX markets have been very dominated by dollar moves. So, you know, the retracement of the big COVID dollar strengthening that happened in March and April, really through July and August, we saw the dollar weaken and the rally back up in the pound against the dollar, the euro against the dollar. And that really, you know, coincided with stock markets rallying to back up to highs for, you know, in the US. And we got to the 1st of September and we hit some really, you know, crucial levels. So the euro went above 120 against the dollar, which was the highest it had been in a couple of years, really buoyed on by, you know, the fiscal stimulus, the central bank stimulus that was happening as well. And the pound reached almost 135 again against the dollar, which was where we were post the what we call Boris bounce, when he managed to secure a majority government. So we really got to quite key levels. And as Phil said, really a few things started to turn at that point. So US stocks fell, the infection rates rose, and that dollar turn started. It's been much more pronounced with the euro and the pound. So a couple of things have been happening the last couple of weeks, probably since the last podcast went out. The ECB officials, bit of jawboning on the strength of the euro. That set the euro tumbling back under 120, down to 117.50. And we're holding just above that at the moment. Cable, on the other hand, really much more of a perfect storm with the pound. So we had the Bank of England talking about room for more stimulus, negative rates, possibilities. You know, these Brexit headlines, as Phil was talking about with the internal markets bill. The lead up to the announcement of it certainly, you know, weakened the pound some. COVID cases rising. So, you know, really, really a whole kind of what we call a perfect storm there. So the move from 135 for the pound against the dollar back down to the lows of yesterday, which was sub 129. It's a very quick move. It was a very directional unwind. Yeah, it felt like there were some long positions that really were hit quite hard through that. So, you know, big moves lower, definitely pretty flow driven. What I would say, though, is possibly have taken a bit of a breather. So yesterday, after the announcement of the internal markets bill, a few things happened. You know, some media speculation that really it's just a bit of positioning by the UK government, you know, a bit of negotiation strategy, the sort of thing that only really comes in if there's no agreement between the UK and the EU. At the same time, in Europe, the ECB, you know, announcing they're much more positive on their economic outlook at the moment. So we did see a bit of a bounce up yesterday, and those kind of speculative shorts that started to enter. It feels like they were cleared out a little yesterday. So cable sitting back above 130 and euro dollar in the 118s. You know, it's quite possible that we do start to see a little bit of a range and a retracement here. Those levels really are in place. You know, 129 up to, I expect 133 would be a bit of a barrier, because I think at this point 135 is looking a little out of reach at the moment. And similar with the euros, you know, the euro, the single currency, is going to have a bit of a range to it. Sterling euro around 110 at the moment, and it does feel that that's probably a little on the downside of its recent ranges, but still, you know, I think the possibility for the next few weeks is that we could start to see a little bit more calm after what's been some pretty big unwinds.
Thanks very much, Dan. Yeah, it feels like the as we come out of that summer lull with the with what's happened in Brexit, it does feel like everything has flung back into life very quickly. That's it from us. Thanks very much for joining. It does remain very challenging. So if you need anything from us, please give us a call. And it may be also worth, in terms of the challenging environment, the article we have written is actually on investec.com at the moment, so worth a read. And if there's anything you want to discuss or look at in more detail, then we'd be delighted to speak. Thank you.